Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights all the positive things happening at the primary level. This week, we recap Girls' Day at Harborview Primary. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. To ensure that the girls at Harborview Primary mature into great women, they were treated to a Girls' Day earlier this month on June 14, where the focus was placed just on them. The boys were given the day off from school and the girls had the facilities all to themselves.
It's just fun having no boys, even though sometimes it's funny with them around, but it's great having to have a little girl time.
Grade 6 student Ashika Howell. The girls were all dressed in pink in keeping with the day's theme, Preserving Our Pink.
The theme we're working with this year is Preserving Our Pink. Pink meaning pride, innocence, nose as in N-O, and K for knowledge.
Guidance counselor at Harborview Primary, Cherise Madden.
Yes, the main focus of this event is to help the ladies to respect self, to understand who they are, appreciate their gender, so that they can not only develop academically but holistically as a female.
The girls were treated to special presentations from older women, several of whom represented agencies that cater primarily to women. Counselor at the Women's Center, Marcia Pinedo, encouraged the girls to speak up when they are faced with situations that make them feel unsafe or uncomfortable.
Persons will want to engage them in activities that they know are not right, but they have to be able to say a strong no. And we encourage them that even when persons are telling them that they are not to say anything about what is happening, they have to be able to find the persons that they trust and report what is happening.
Retired Harborview teacher Veronica Smith spoke to the girls about their body image and personal development.
Even as small as they are to dress properly on the street. They need not to have their little bodies exposed. I told them that in life, things are not always easy, and that sometimes they might not get enough money for their lunch, and they should be contented and not to go on the street and beg other people.
Now the girls share a little of what they learned. Here's Ashika Howell.
We learned about all the different changes we will be going through and all the stuff, learning to see our nose, and anyone that comes to us and says, would you like a ride or anything like that, we should say, no, I don't know you, or scream and run.
Grade 5 student Marsha Fullerton tells us the kind of woman she plans to become.
I see myself as a woman with ambition and dedication of service and also experience.
And here's grade 6 student Venus Williams with some pearls of wisdom.
If you have a boyfriend, if they're asking for sex, you should just be calm. Be very confident and say it very firmly and say no. Because if you say it like you're saying it and you're laughing, the person might think you're joking. So you have to be very stern when it comes on to keeping your innocence.
That's all we have for today's program. Thanks for staying with us. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Call us at 926-3590 or email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. Until next time, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
Careful what you teach the little children. Make sure I know something to hurt them. Greetings. My name is Patrick Barrett, a.k.a. Tony Rebel. I'm an entertainer, producer, promoter. I'm a Jamaican. Because I stayed in school, I achieved my goal. Let PATH help you to succeed. PATH is here to help you to achieve your goal. As school was said, stay in school.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security Program of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.